Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and very excited to have you with us here tonight. It's Friday, April 13th, 2007. Friday the 13th. I know. It was Friday the 13th last night, too. I don't know why I paused. You'd think that I was surprised by it, but I'm not. Maybe I was for a second. Okay. But I'm fine now. Okay, yeah, it's 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. I've got an hour left in this this day of superstition. I am not a superstitious person. You might think I am, being Irish and all, but I'm not. I just, I don't know. I played sports, and when you play sports, you're inherently superstitious. You know, let's say you, I don't know, you have a really good game, and maybe you say, well, you know, I drank some sour milk today accidentally. Maybe that has given me these great skills. So then you go in the next game, you drink some sour milk, maybe the same sour milk, maybe it's just been sitting there for a while, and then of course you get violently ill and can't play at all. Obviously that's not it. I'll have to find out what it was. You know, you can really just get carried away with this whole thing. And anybody that's ever known a lot of athletes, especially the professional ones, you see that these guys are just crazy with it. You know, oh, is this my lucky boxer shorts? And I haven't washed them in, you know, the whole season. Just gets kind of gross after a while. I've never done the lucky boxer shorts thing, and I've never done the sour milk thing. I should just point that out. But I know people who do stuff like that. So I am not superstitious in the slightest. I don't think we're in any extra jeopardy on one day other than the rest. I think that every day is a blessing and a potential for problems. But, hey, hopefully we'll overcome all that. All right, folks. Yes, we got an exciting program here tonight. Joining us a little bit later on this hour, Vicki Swanson from Howard Creek Resort. Very excited about that. She'll be chatting with us about what's going on down there. And the entire remainder of the show will be news. You're saying, wait a minute. All this news, how can there be so much news? There is, on a variety of different subjects. And we'll dance all over the place. But I think you're going to find it interesting and intriguing. And hopefully, you'll find it comment-worthy. You're more than welcome to weigh with your thoughts. And we'll have opportunities for calls as well. At 800-313-9443, toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. You can use that at any point. We've got 4 hours of action-packed broadcasting to look forward to. I look forward to it also. I hope it's action-packed. But it'll definitely be informative, I can promise you that. So, yeah, we're going to do a lot of that. We'll take some calls. We'll talk about some news and so on and so forth. From what I understand, they're at Republic Broadcasting Headquarters. They're under is it tornado watch or warning, Thomas?
It's an actual warning.
Warning? It's not a fake warning?
No, it's a real warning.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, those fake warnings really throw me off.
Yeah. It's we're under warning right now. So, I mean, it's nothing to worry about.
All right. Well, if we go off the air, it'll be something to worry about.
Well, yeah. I mean, again,
then we all go to bed early tonight.
If I'm swept off the air, then everyone will get to, you know, say a prayer, and then I'll be fighting the cause.
I have one request.
Sure.
If a tornado comes rolling through, and it rips the wall out, it rips the roof off, and all that stuff, turn your mic on so we can listen to your screams.
So everyone listening to the one full network of RBN can hear me.
Yeah.
Screaming for dear God, save me! Oh God!
Keep in mind one thing. Yeah. These might be your last words. Make them good ones.
Yeah.
Don't cuss.
No, I'm not, you can
scream and all that, and we'll be able to hear it.
I will scream like a 14-year-old girl.
Man, do you know what our ratings will be like?
Oh, my God.
You're going to put RBN on the map.
Yeah, that's
a live tornado trip.
A live tornado hit RBN Studios, and listen to the grown woman scream.
Yeah, that's funny. We'll tell everybody that it was like some woman. I don't know who she was.
Yeah.
All right. Stay with us, folks. Back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the disease that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome aboard. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online, republicbroadcasting.org. And welcome if you're listening on our website there, franklyspeakingradio.com. Glad you're here, one and all. Our phone number, as I mentioned, 800-313-9443. Bad weather all over the place. I was reading about the historic implications of this storm that's going on. I understand it's sort of moving east-west, I guess. Maybe that's the historic part of it, Thomas. I don't know. But they're calling for up to a foot of snow in New Mexico, so maybe that's the historic part. I don't know. But anyway, it remains to be seen exactly how crazy things are going to get. But it's been cold, rainy, windy here in northwest Arkansas. Today will be again tomorrow. I'm tired of it. Tired of the cold. Tired. Sick and tired. Not sick. I did drink some carrot juice today just to make sure, though. All right, so let's do some news here. We've got this first story, and I'm probably just going to do one, and then we'll do our guest, and then talk about some other news as well. But this is an intriguing one. Came out today from the Associated Press. Although it has already taken nearly four decades to get this far in building the Internet, some university researchers with the federal government's blessing want to scrap all that and start over. Is that any surprise at all? They want to scrap the Internet and start over. Now, you may ask why, and that would be a good reason. Now, we all know why, but the rationale that they offer up for this is silly, and we'll get into it. Goes on, the idea may seem unthinkable, even absurd, but many believe a quote-unquote clean slate approach is the only way to truly address security, mobility, and other challenges that have cropped up since UCLA professor Leonard Kleinrock helped supervise the first exchange of meaningless test data between two machines on September 2nd, 1969. That's amazing to me. 1969. I thought for sure they'd say Al Gore when he invented the internets, or he just invented one of them, I guess. I don't know. The internet, it says, well, quote, works well in many situations, but was designed for completely different assumptions, end quote, said Dipankar Raykaduri, a Rutgers University professor overseeing three clean slate projects. He said, quote, it's sort of a miracle it continues to work well today, end quote. Well, considering I've had no internet at home or at work for the last couple days, I'm not seeing any miracles. But I understand. Anyway, it says no longer constrained by slow connections and computer processors and high costs for storage. Researchers say the time has come to rethink the internet's underlying architecture, a move that could mean replacing network equipment and rewriting software on computers to better channel future traffic over the existing pipes. Even Vinton Cerf, one of the internet's founding fathers as co-developer of the key communications techniques, said the exercise was, quote, generally healthy, end quote, because the current technology does not satisfy all needs. One challenge in any reconstruction, though, will be balancing the interests of various constituencies. The first time around, researchers were able to toil away in their labs quietly. Industry is playing a bigger role this time, and law enforcement is bound to make its needs for wiretapping known. Okay, a couple of key points here. Number one, first of all, the beef here is predominantly security. I mean, that's the impression I get out of it, okay? A couple of key points. Number one, with the federal government's blessing, that statement right there. Number two, when it talks about things that need to be addressed, the first thing that they mention in that list is security. To address security, mobility, and other challenges. And then thirdly, down here, law enforcement is bound to make its needs known for wiretapping. So the whole idea here is simply a better way to monitor you, me, our activities, and probably have some sort of, well, if you've ever been in a chat room before or a site where you post, you know, comments and things like that, and surely most of us have at this point, usually they have an administrator, somebody who basically whose job it is to censor or put the clamp down on outrageous activity, bounce you right off the internet. Well, bounce you out of the chat room at that point. But I see this as a bigger opportunity for administrative control. And I think that's what they're going for here. Of course, they want to be able to allow you to get yourself into trouble. So there will. It's not to say that it's going to be an outright clampdown just yet on all sorts of different websites. But I do think that it's very much going to be an opportunity to monitor what you do and different things like that. And, of course, probably when they mention security, they're talking about not just computer security or cyber security, but other things as well. They're talking about national security and elements like that. But at the same time, if the feds can basically swoop in and tap into your computer to find out what you've been doing, could they not also plant things there? I mean, it seems logical to me. I've been to websites and whatnot and have, you know, spyware put on my computer and different things like that. So at the same time, you say, well, you know, couldn't a website, you know, basically be crafted by the powers that be, sort of a red herring, some sort of decoy, a fake website with fake news, the kind of stuff that maybe you'd be looking for, though. And you go there and basically, bam, you know, gets you just like that. So traps and different things like that, as well as, again, the ability to perhaps bounce you off the internet altogether. And I don't mean necessarily just in a one-time thing. You may remember Orrin Hatch had made the statement that because of piracy, again, you know, people downloading songs and downloading movies and all that stuff, which they blamed for years and years and years and years and years on the fact that compact discs were not selling as well as they used to. Whereas what I'd said is quite simply the compact discs don't contain anything good anymore, which is a broad generalization and absolutely not true. There's always good music coming out. But at the same time, most of it's crap. So, yeah, of course people are not going to buy an album full of filler when they only want one song. They're just going to download that song, hence the rise of iTunes and things like that. However, an interesting turnaround. Guess what? Music industry sales up this year. Why? Better options for people. Second thing, too, with a compact disc, you can add all sorts of different content to it. When you download one song from, you know, somebody you like to listen to, you get that song. You don't get the CD artwork. You don't get any sort of video bonuses they put on the disc. You don't get any of that stuff. So, anyway, I have always thrown it out and said, hey, make more interesting packaging, and people will start buying discs again. And apparently somebody might be listening. But, you know, I've been talking about this for years. I've been interviewed for documentaries about the Recording Industry Association of America and sort of their lawsuits against people for downloading things. It is what it is, you know. They're just looking for reasons to clamp down on the Internet. But anyway, Orrin Hatch said in conjunction with these piracy issues that the federal government should be able to just send a destroy program to your computer that will blow it up. So this is not out of the blue. This whole idea of reworking the Internet and so on and so forth is nothing new. We've heard about this for years, and they're saying basically that, you know, the problem is you know, service drops off and people have found the Internet to be relatively undependable. And that's true, but I don't think that reworking the entire thing is going to be a good idea. So basically, they go into a couple options, which consist of this. Canceling the whole thing and starting over, which I firmly believe that our society could not do without the Internet today. Perfect example. When I surf around and collect news stories to do on the show here, I can visit hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of places, not just websites, but websites that correspond with a local newscast in a state I don't live in, or a national news broadcast out of some foreign country who's, you know, I'd never be able to afford their paper. Right? I mean, can you imagine that? Just getting subscriptions to the New York Times and the LA Times and all this stuff. I mean, by the time it got here to me, it'd be completely outdated anyway, especially when we've got breaking news every single day. So back in the day, what we used to do, we used to have an AP wire, and it was like a little dot matrix printer, and it would just spit out the news stories, and you'd tear it off, and you'd read it. I didn't like doing that. Also, I used to go and pick up newspapers and USA Today and clip out the articles and tape them on a piece of paper and then, you know, write in what I needed to write in and, you know, different things like that was part of the show prep. But it's a heck of a lot easier with the Internet. It's not necessary. I could do 4 hours just babbling about anything. Just a gift I have, or a curse if you prefer. But what I'm getting at here is they've been looking for excuses to do this for years and years and years and years. And now they finally have found it, at least one that they're going to try and see if it sticks. They're going to say something like, well, you know, there's just too many wireless devices and it's just not dependable. So don't go ahead and rebuild, you know, the antennas and the cell towers and things like that. Let's just cancel the Internet and start over. So they may try that, but I doubt they would do that. What they'll probably do is have a, and this is suggested, is develop other sort of Internets and incorporate elements slowly, or sort of may have two existing that sort of marry up at some point in the future. But it's just like anything else. It's an opportunity for you to comply with their control mechanisms. Right now, the Internet is free. And when I say free, I mean, you know, sort of philosophically speaking free. It certainly isn't cost-free. But, you know, when you get the opportunity to go, you can look at all sorts of different news stories, all sorts of different things. You know, I remember when I would follow, you know, sporting events or something like that, I'd have to call, you know, like a newspaper hotline where they'd record the scores and things like that. Now I can just log on and check it out, you know, so on and so forth. If I have, let's say, a, I don't know, anything. I don't know. It could be anything. How do I rebuild a telephone? I just go type that in, and odds are somebody's posted that somewhere. So right now it's intellectually free. But obviously, it's a scary thought. And there's a reason why. We talked about it a little bit last night. We'll get into it here when we come back in 3 minutes, folks. Stay with us for more Frankly Speaking Radio.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. With Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herb oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopath healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Love, come quick. Love, come in a hurry. There are thieves in Tampa tonight.
Here you're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Willen. And I'm glad you're here. Quick reminder, of course, that this hour is being provided to you courtesy of our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort. They have 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and all the fun things that make Arkansas the natural state. And nearby, of course, Branson. And not too far from there, of course, other things like, I guess Memphis would be relative. Anyway, so all kinds of great opportunities await you if you choose Howard Creek Resort as your vacation destination here this year, so I would urge you to consider it. You can visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. And very excited we're chatting with Vicki Swanson from Howard Creek Resort here in about 10 minutes or so. I'm looking forward to that. So anyway, we were talking about the research that will be scrapping. The idea here is to get rid of the internet because it doesn't work, is what they're saying. Oh, it's just too unreliable. It's this and this and this. Yeah. Well, it always has been and it always will be. And it's not because we need to upgrade this and upgrade that and upgrade this. It's very much like global warming. When they start taxing you for all the car that you have, which the car that you have is the car that you have because it's all you can afford, and you don't want to go ahead and say, my car works perfectly fine. Why should I sell it? Why should I get rid of it and buy one of these government-approved, thumbs-up, low-carbon emission vehicles just because they're scared of the world ending in, you know, several 10 years because it gets too warm? Anyway, same thing with the Internet. They want to upgrade so they can control it better. They want to upgrade so they can surveil you easier. And this ends with a story we did last night, you may recall, which came out on Monday from The Guardian about this 30-year sort of forecast using probabilities that the British government did, the Ministry of Defense, in order to sort of feel for what was going on. And we mentioned this last night. They said, basically, it calls for declining news quality. Not calls for, insofar as to say they want it, but they're saying it's going to happen. Declining news quality with the rise of internet-enabled and journalists and pressure to release stories at the expense of facts. Well, there you have it. It's control of the internet, control of information being released to you and me and, of course, our ability to do things for ourselves. Case in point, we talked earlier about the different sort of media outlets and well, I guess it was yesterday. We talked about the different media outlets and what happens there and the fear-mongering and all that stuff about how, for example, Time Magazine probably sold more with the issue covering, September 11th, right after it happened, than they have in other ones as of late, because it's the fear. People want to know. So they go and they pick up something. Of course, then there are people out there who probably bought it thinking that this will be worth money someday, not thinking that there are millions of copies of this. What I'm saying here, in essence, is that we've seen with the involvement of the Internet into various things that the Internet has basically become all-encompassing. People are able to download their favorite TV shows off the Internet without watching on a TV. If you're not watching on a TV, you're not watching the commercials. You're not watching the commercials. Well, the advertisers don't want to pay those kind of costs that you want to charge them for advertising. See? Same thing with the news. Why would you buy Time Magazine? Why would you subscribe to Time Magazine when you can go to Time.com? Same thing with all the other websites. You remember this? They did this a while back, too. All of the news websites, New York Times and Washington Post, all that stuff. If you wanted to read a story, they said, you have to register with us. And guess what? People didn't register. They found out what the story was about. They threw it in Google, and they came across a free version of it, and they just did it that way. So they stopped most of them with the registration process. New York Times still does it. There are all kinds of ways around. People realize this. So these are the kinds of convenience things that they would like to help us with. Let's make it more convenient for us to charge you for everything. Another example. We've all heard of the Internet service provider NetZero. You remember them? Now, NetZero is still around. When NetZero first came on the scene, they offered Internet access to people for free, hence the witty and appropriate name NetZero. However, they were bought out by another company, and then they started charging $10 a month, as opposed to AOL, which was like $20 a month, and it just goes on and on and on. Well, now there's high-speed service and things like that, but at first it was free. So this is an opportunity for them to make money. It's an opportunity for them to control the media. It's an opportunity for them to stimulate the economy, because now if you want news, you're going to have to pay for these websites, probably. You're going to have to... you're probably not going to be able to upload your own things. The advent of blogs and MySpace and different sites like that have put the power in people's hands, this will go. So that's what this whole thing is about. They're fearful about information control. And we've discussed this before as well. Historically speaking, we've talked about the attack on Pearl Harbor that led us into World War II. Now, there was a story in the Hilo Hawaii Times, I believe it was. I don't know the exact name of it. That came out the weekend before. The headline, Japan may attack next weekend. What? I mean, you could not get any more obvious than that. Now, if that had come out in this day and age, when we had the Internet, that story would be everywhere. And guess what? Pearl Harbor wouldn't have happened. Because everyone would have been watching for it, waiting for it, expecting it. And it wouldn't have happened. And countless lives would have been saved. And an entire war, at least our involvement in it, would have been prevented, at least until they contrive something. But the point is one local journalist somewhere came up with the information, put it out, and it just fell by the way. Nobody really paid attention to it. You can read that headline on the Internet, by the way, at ralph-epperson.com. It's posted right there. Now, see, that's the whole thing. All the stuff they've tried to do thus far, the people have been exposing it. I think we've probably stopped more terrorism than Department of Homeland Security just by talking. Maybe it's just me then. Stay with us. We're back in three with our guest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's to die with Lasmid Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. The number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matt, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the disease that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that more than just on heart problems and circulation problems, it'll work on other problems.
For more information, call 1-877-928-822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. Affordable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website, kensolar.com, for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073, or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Good evening, my friends. I almost said good morning. I suppose it's morning somewhere in the world. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. And I expect we'll line through the rest of this hour with our guest here tonight. Her name, Vicki Swanson from Howard Creek Resort, one of our sponsors and sponsor of this hour, in fact. And very, very, very appreciative of these guys and what they've been doing for us and allowing us to bring you this information, this broadcast, and we hope that you all, of course, go and support Howard Creek Resort and all of our sponsors and advertisers, and of course, come and see why I love Arkansas so much. And Vicki, I assume you do as well. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, good, except for the thunder and lightning. And
oh, yeah. The weather's been very crazy lately.
Yeah.
We had, what was it, like 6-8 weeks of summer temperatures back in February and March. It was beautiful. Then the pollen got crazy, and we all sort of started praying for some rain, and we got snow instead. And then It's just been cold and wet ever since.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's the beauty of this area that we live in. I mean, it is phenomenal, and it's so wonderful to be outside in Arkansas any time of the year, and almost in almost any weather condition as well. I've gone camping in the snow and hiking in the rain. It's really just stunningly beautiful. I've lived all over the country, and there's really no place like Arkansas.
No, it amazes me how the weather changes here.
Yeah, it, for the most part, you know, our seasons, at least the seasons of fall and in spring, we usually get about, I don't know, 3 weeks, and then it changes instantly to summer and instantly to winter. So it's crazy, and it's been crazy, and it probably will continue to be. Now, you're not from Arkansas. You and Paul moved.
We're from Iowa.
From Iowa, okay.
Yeah.
So how does this compare to Iowa? Because I know we get a lot of listeners who've lived in Iowa or been through Iowa.
Well, we get lake breeze, so it doesn't get as humid as people tell me it does in other parts of Arkansas.
Yes.
But yeah. Iowa is humid, too. I think the corn just sweats.
Yeah, it's very. Now, you guys weren't farmers, were you?
No, but we lived on an acreage.
Okay. Yeah, it's a hard time to be a farmer these days.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys are doing some great there. Bolshoes Lake is just absolutely beautiful. I've loved going up there a few times that I've been. It's a great place. Tell us about Howard Creek Resort. What do you guys have available for people there?
Oh, let's see. We have one of the nicest boat launches mm-hmm. with a great big parking lot.
Wow.
And it's all paved.
Oh, that's a rarity in this
yeah.
state.
Yeah, and our boat dock is one of the biggest in our area. And, there's woods to walk down for mm-hmm. the kids.
That's good.
Yeah, armadillos.
Oh, yeah, lots of those. Crazy
yeah,
armadillos.
Yeah, in the kids' case, little lizards.
Yeah, we have a lot of wonderful wildlife. I just the other day I walked outside and there's some cats that come around here, and you know I don't typically like to feed strays, but I have a weakness for animals, and I went outside to feed the cat, and the cat wasn't there, but there was a possum there, so he wanted some food, so I fed him some food. But yeah, armadillos and lizards and all sorts of things. Great bird watching in Arkansas also, which I've always enjoyed that too. Now I've been to several resorts around here. I've never really traveled a whole lot for, out country or anything like that. I've been all over the country, though. And when I got married, my wife and I, we got married here in Arkansas. We honeymooned in Arkansas, just at various resorts and things like that. Traveled around. You guys have some unique things. Obviously, the boat thing is a wonderful opportunity because everybody in this area has boats. Do you guys have boats to rent, or do you just allow people to bring their own?
Oh, we love it when people bring their own mm-hmm. because that means they're going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
But we have a big pond that mm-hmm. we rent to the guests, and we have little 16-foot fishing boats.
Oh, nice.
That people can take out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the boat is free, but we charge for the motor.
Sure, sure. So if they want to paddle, then you know,
yeah,
it's
if they
want to
paddle, they can take it for free.
Well, good luck with that. That's a lot of exercise for vacation.
Yeah.
but that's good. What about jet skis? You let people bring that stuff too?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Corps of Engineers allows jet skis and scuba diving and mm-hmm. spear fishing, and it's amazing.
That is wonderful. And that's a rarity also for resorts. You know, I was talking to Paul about this stuff. You guys actually have one-night rentals there.
Yeah, we do.
That blows my mind. It blows my mind, Vicki. I swear, I've never heard of a place in Arkansas or even in some of the surrounding states that do that because they want to try to solidify people for the, you know, an extended period of time, you know, the weekend and so on and so forth. With my schedule, obviously, you know, Friday nights are out of the question since I'm mm-hmm. obviously working. But, you know, this is a great thing for a lot of people who maybe just are passing through and want to stay at a really nice, relaxing place and see the sights and experience Arkansas, which I think is a great thing. Obviously, the paved thing is a good thing. And another rarity you guys have is you guys let people swim there. And you mentioned about the scuba diving and all that. There's a lot of resorts that are actually on the water that do not let you swim, which I thought is very odd.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is strange. Now, we have a platform in the lake that floats.
Oh, that's fun.
So I think we're the only area that has a platform for guests.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, you guys are open year-round.
Yeah.
That's good, too, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff to do in the off-season, you know, rather than just the summer, too. I love to go and you know, especially stay in cabins and whatnot in the winter and in the fall when it's a little bit too cold for camping, although I can probably handle it. I'm not going to subject the family to that. So that's a great opportunity. Fully equipped, what do you guys have in the cabins?
Oh, gee, heat, air conditioning, expanded cable, full-size refrigerator, apartment-size stove, wave, coffee maker, toaster.
It's wonderful. All the modern conveniences.
Yep.
Well, that comes in handy, too, for people planning trips. I know that always factors in for me as well. You know, can I bring my own food? You know?
Deal.
Oh, yeah.
Going to a restaurant.
Absolutely. Because, you know, with the rest, it's great. You don't have to cook or clean up after yourself. But at the same time, you also don't know what's in it. And it's a lot more expensive. So you're absolutely right. It's a good cost-cutting menu for people. And all the conveniences of a home that you guys have housekeeping service. So they still can be sloppy. You know, someone will make the bed for them and, I guess, bring them towels and things.
Yeah, give me your wet towels, and I'll trade you for dry ones.
That's wonderful. Well, it's a great opportunity. You know, fishing is very big. All sort of water activities are very big in Arkansas. We do have a beautiful state here, and you guys are very close to many others as well, aside from just the being outside and doing all the outdoor activities. Branson is very close by,
mm-hmm.
and lots of fun things to do there.
Yeah, and the caves are usually open, you know, clear into September.
Yes,
because they stay a stable temperature.
yeah, it's an amazing thing. I really, when I moved here, I really got into exploring a lot of the caves in the area, Vicki, and just really impressed with the history of all of them. I've been to, I think, three or four that Jesse James has used as his hideouts. Didn't know that. I just went because it was nearby and I'd never been. And, you know, you see some amazing things. And there's one in Branson affiliated with Silver Dollar City, I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yeah.
This cave is amazing. You walk down, I don't know, probably 10 to 20 flights of stairs to get to the bottom of this cave. It has a giant hole in the center. And anyway, they initially pursued it to find, they were going to mine for minerals, and they ended up just finding an abundance of bat guano, and they mined it for that purpose. So, hey, you know, if you can't find gold, there's always bat poop.
Yep.
You got lots of bat poop here. But, yeah, that's beautiful, beautiful caves in this area and in Missouri, obviously, as well. So there's a lot of fun to do. Branson, of course, has Silver Dollar City, which is an amusement park. Then they've got a sister park, I think, called Celebration City, which they do fireworks all the time. And then there's Whitewater in Branson, as well as all theater shows, people who love country music. It's kind of a mini Nashville without the crowds, I suppose.
Yeah, and then all their outlet malls for the other.
Yeah, they've got an IMAX theater. It's a really, you guys are very strategically located. How far are you from Memphis?
Oh, I think it's like 4.5-5 hours.
Not too bad.
No?
Not too bad at all. Well, that's good. And then, of course, so people are passing through, and most people at some point or another, if they've ever gone anywhere in this country, they pass through Arkansas, probably just taking the I-40 tour, which is perpetually under construction, courtesy of Bill Clinton and all the other great governors we've had in this state. Thumbs up to them. Of course, I'm being sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's amazing how we're always under construction. Everything is being done, but nothing is actually finished. But so this is a perfect reason to maybe take some back roads and see some amazing sights, of course, like Howard Creek Resort, Bull Shoals Lake, and all the fun things nearby. So it's a great time.
And lots of people love to bring their motorcycles down.
Oh, God.
Because the roads are twisty,
yes,
and the trees, and it's just so pretty.
Do you guys ride?
Paul has a license, but we don't have a motorcycle right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and that's the other thing, too. We have over here in northwest Arkansas, the Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue thing, which they started just as kind of a, you know, end-of-season little party thing. And then, you know, I guess typically they, you know, a lot of other states have them, of course, Florida and North Carolina and whatnot. And I guess they all got hit one year with some pretty bad weather, hurricanes and whatnot. And everybody ended up coming here. So the first year there were like 6,000 bikes, and then there were 300,000 bikes, and now it's you know, exponentially increased since then. But people do love riding in northwest Arkansas and Arkansas in general because of all the hills, because of all the scenery, and like you said, the twisty, turny roads, which are a lot of fun too. So yeah, it's great for those making those cross-country trips, whether you're in an RV or a motorcycle. It's just absolutely beautiful here.
Yeah.
Well, you guys got some great stuff there. Now, what about for people who, you guys don't have camping there, do you?
No,
okay.
We do have plug-ins on the outsides of cabins.
Oh, okay.
So if there was a family that wanted to bring other people with an RV, we'd let them park outside.
Oh, okay.
And plug it in.
Well,
we try
nice.
To be real flexible.
Yeah, you guys are wonderful. Everybody I've heard and everybody I've talked with that has spoken with you guys has just had the best experience. And we've had people calling in, talking to Thomas. He'll field the calls and send them to your website and whatnot, which is a wonderful site. Lots of great information. www.howardcreek.com, which I think is wonderful. Again, the fact that you guys are open year-round I think is also a novelty and something that that people will definitely be excited about because, you know, You people travel all year round. Yes, I know the holiday weekend and whatnot, but the point is that it's a great opportunity to, you know, we have some very beautiful winters here, and fall is the most beautiful, of course, in Arkansas. I guess most states have, and you'll have to bear with me because I'm pulling this from memory, Vicky, and my memory is not too good. I believe most states have, you know, like 40 or 50 varieties of trees, and Arkansas has hundreds. So, you know, our falls are just beautiful. But again, fall in Arkansas is not a very long season. You know, it's something you have to experience in the right time at the right place. And, you know, certainly you guys have quite a view there from what I recall.
Yeah, well, they say for the fall colors, just plan on October 15th.
Mm, okay.
Before or after, that's when we have them here.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Well, describe the landscape for people there.
Oh, we have hills. But our hill isn't so bad. People call us and ask if they can walk down to the dock, and we tell them, yeah, you don't want to walk back up. But Now, the resort is small enough that the hill that it's on isn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the driveway goes all the way around, and it's paved in front of every cabin.
That's really nice and unusual as well.
Yeah, we've seen some gravel runways. Oh, my.
That's great. Do you guys have any particular, events, anything like that you guys do on a regular basis? Any, it could be anything. I was talking to Paul about this, and, haunted holiday at Howard Creek Resort for, Halloween or something. Do you guys do anything like that? Any particular events on an annual basis that you should know about?
No, we need somebody to be more creative for us.
Oh, okay. Well, you've got me at your disposal. I'm pretty good with ideas. I'm not really showing up and doing things, but, as far as ideas go, you can pick my brain anytime. What I'd like to do, I'd love to come out there and broadcast from sometime from there. That's something I've mentioned. And then we always have guests coming through over here in Northwest Arkansas. So, you guys are not far from me at all.
No.
We should do some gatherings up there or something. I don't know. Have some speakers come into town. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Well, they just opened the new visitor center this last year.
Oh, yeah?
We finally got one. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's brand new and it's beautiful.
What is
and
that?
And they have meeting rooms.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. How many people can fit?
Oh, I can't even remember. I mean, 50 in some of these rooms.
Oh, wow.
But the visitor center is right at the end of the dam. So when you stand up high on the balcony, you can look down at the lake on one side and the river on the other.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I've only been through the area a couple of times, but everything I recall about that whole Bull Shoals area is just incredibly beautiful. And obviously, it doesn't matter what time of year you come. There's always going to be something fun to do. There's always going to be something to see and quite a bit nearby as well. So it certainly makes it here.
Yeah, just to putter around on the lake, it's quiet out there. It's not a busy, busy lake, and you can see the animals on shore and...
That's wonderful.
Yeah. You see turkey walking down to the water.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're out there, picking out Thanksgiving dinner and whatnot?
Just like a shot from the boat. They're looking.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That is another thing, too, that, when I first got here and started looking into the history of Arkansas and all the state parks and whatnot, I started to say, well, this is where the whole thing kicked off. The entire country, the first state park was in Arkansas. So, we had to go and look at all these things and you see what the Civilian Conservation Corps is doing. And then you look at all the trails and all the paths and all the opportunities to go and see these incredible things. And I just love being outside. So for me, it was perfect. And I started to do all that stuff. And that was the first thing I noticed, Vic, is how beautiful and calm it is. And when you're in radio, I don't care kind of radio, and I don't care what hours you might be working. You need to run away and find some peace and quiet on occasion. And certainly if you can... even get away from, the radio itself, might want to turn it on and make sure everything, are we still on the air? Is this still going okay? It's a nightmarish lifestyle, anyways. And it's places like yours and certainly states like ours that I think really sort of keep me level-headed. Hang on a second, Vicki. We'll come back. We'll give out all the contact information for you guys down there at Howard Creek Resort. Websites, phone numbers, and all that jazz. So, folks, grab your pen, papers, and then you might want to go and find yourself a map and plan on Howard Creek Resort for your vacation this year. Stay with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events out of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret society, the new world order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, collodial silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils,
books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healer correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and book today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with Laser Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited you're here with us, of course, and very excited our guest is here. She and her husband, Paul, are our sponsor here at Frankly Speaking Radio. We certainly appreciate them. We appreciate Howard Creek Resort. And Vicki, welcome back.
Hi.
Thank you again so much. You know, I was just reading on your website about the visitor center. Yes, it's some amazing stuff there.
Yeah.
There's a gift shop. There's an aquarium. What else is there? A movie theater showing... some stuff going on in the area. Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, there's a lot of history in this whole area. And, anybody who's ever done their homework or looked at any of this stuff knows that you had a lot of outlaws and things like that travel through here. A lot of great little communities, great people who have wonderful stories to tell. So, people mountain biking, they can go hiking, they can go rock climbing, any of those things. They could spend some time out there on the lake. And I'll tell you what, with all the rain we've been getting, that's going to be great for you guys because we've had some dry spells the last couple of years. Yeah.
Yeah, it's much nicer when the lake's up.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Well, it's just going to be a wonderful time, certainly. Hopefully the cold's not going to be too oppressive for you guys up there. Another thing people need to consider sometimes is the mountains tend to be a little cooler all the time, but that's okay because it certainly gets pretty toasty here in Arkansas, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's hot, though.
Oh, I do, too. I used to live up north for a while, and I just got tired of it. Tired of the cold, tired of the snow, tired of the ice, tired of all the garbage and, trying to wash your car and wash off all the salt, and there goes your paint job, and there goes your undercarriage, and... It's a nightmare, and I've lived all over north and south, and I just love it here in Arkansas. So, folks, see what you're missing out on. Howard Creek Resort is in Midway, Arkansas, and the website, howardcreek.com, and you can send an email to resort@howardcreek.com, and then there's two phone numbers, which, Vicki, you want to give those out?
Okay, the 800 number is 877-253-7690. And the regular number is 870-431-5371.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Now, do you guys have a policy for how much notice do you need for somebody to book a cabin, I guess?
Not a lot.
Okay, good.
We just ask credit card number, and then we avoid running it
unless you, well, the credit card companies charge you for that.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
So we tell people if you don't show up and don't call, we'll charge your credit card.
Yeah.
But other than that, we're not going to take a deposit out of it.
That's
wonderful. You can pay however you want to when you get here.
That's wonderful. It sounds to me like you guys have the kind of sort of mob operation that that used to make this country what it was. In this day and age when everything is sort of overbuilt and overpriced and overdeveloped and certainly loses all of its local flavor, I've always been of the mind to support the local businesses as much as I humanly possibly can. As I mentioned to people, you know, although Walmart is local, I try not to shop there, but sometimes they're the only thing open when I get off the air. So, you know, it is what it is. But
yeah.
Vicki, you and Paul, God bless you for all that you do for me and for all the people who get to go out there and experience Howard Creek Resort. I would strongly encourage people to do so. And hopefully we'll be able to get together since we're virtually neighbors here at some point. But you guys, yeah, I do too. You guys take care and keep in touch, and we'll have you back real soon.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
Folks,
bye-bye.
That's going to do it here for this hour. We'll be back in about 90 seconds with hour number two. It's